This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Drag is a journey. Enjoy the journey as we look behind the scenes to find out what it means to be a drag king or a drag queen. Hear from drag kings and drag queens as we learn about the art of drag entertainment.
Good evening, it's Dame Maxine and you're
Please
on Drag
Please welcome
time.
Your host, Max, or as we know her, Dame Maxine.
Who says I come early? Yes, it's Dame Maxine and you're on Drag Time. As you may have gathered by the start of that music we had, Radio Gaga. Drag Time goes Gaga tonight. And in the studio I have a special guest, Lexi Gaga. Welcome, Lexi.
Hello, Melbourne. How are you all?
Great to have you with us. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions in a moment, but a few things we need to let people know about. We want them to tell us their Gaga experiences, not with you, love. We know you've got a lovely partner. We'll talk about that later. You know, that other Gaga person, you know, she was here in Australia last year. We want to see if anyone actually went and saw the show and what they thought of it, because tonight we will be featuring a couple of Gaga numbers. We can't do all of them, and yes, there are some people who are over Gaga, but tonight we have our one and only Melbourne starlet, Lexi Gaga. So welcome to Drag Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. How long have you been doing a drag?
I've been performing for about 6 years and dressing up and having a bit of fun for about the last 10 years.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm getting older. This drag queen forgets to tell you how you can contact us. You can send an email on air at joy.org.au or SMS on 0427-JOY-949. We want you to have a chat with us about your Gaga experiences or Drag Time. Have you seen any other drag performers doing Gaga? And you can also contact us on Facebook, Drag Time. We'd love you to be a friend on Drag Time. Now, Lexi, you've been performing for a few years. Where do you usually perform?
I perform at a few venues across Melbourne. I'm sort of a blow-in special guest at the moment. I perform at Circuit, Greyhound, D&M. They're my main venues at the moment. Also, the new Wig Out Sundays at the Commercial, which is great. And I host at Poof Doof every Saturday night, which is amazing.
Oh, there's a word I haven't heard for ages. A Poof Doof. Where's Poof Doof?
Poof Doof is at the bottom end on Little Collins Street every Saturday night.
Oh, a good bottom end. I love a good bottom end.
I love the bottom end. It is my favourite part.
And have a Poof Doof there.
Yeah.
Okay, what days?
Just Saturday nights.
A Saturday night.
Yeah.
Where do you find me on a Saturday night? Here at Joy. I'll have to put in a sickie.
You'll have to take a night off and come dancing.
Take a night off. I'll have to get the young Zach to do a double shift like I do for him. And come and see Poof Doof. It's only around the corner from here.
It is. Just a short walk.
Oh, I can do that.
You'll
It'll
have
be
to
fab-
slip away from the phones there, I think.
Oh, guess what? We have our panellist. Isn't it fabulous to have somebody there pushing the buttons for me?
It is, and he's cute too.
Isn't he lovely? We have the good Pete, who's off his bed of sickness.
Hello.
He couldn't come last week. Well, I won't say that word.
No, unfortunately, I was quite
He wasn't young. Able to be with us last week. And we had the wonderful Matt filling in for us. But Pete is our resident panellist for Drag Time. Great
thank
to
you,
have you with
you.
Us, Pete.
Welcome to be back. I'm very happy to be back.
Now, we have some, not sad news, but some, we need to find a new panellist soon because you're heading off.
Well, I am. I'm actually heading off to the great blue yonder. I'm heading off to Canada.
Canada. Yes. You know, I became an honorary Canadian when I was living in Queensland during, I think it's June the 6th or July the 6th is Canada Day. Up there, and I became an honorary Canadian because the friends I was with, they had a big party, and we all had to do the salute and kiss the beaver or whatever it was.
Oh.
I know. It's like, and you're asking me to do this?
Lexi, do you have any sort of Canadian themes in any of your performances?
Um, No, I am working on a new show with two of my favourite sisters at the moment, which is, I'm not going to give too much away, but it's about being all around the world. So,
oh, lovely.
Yeah. We haven't mentioned Canada yet, but I'm sure that'll come up sometime soon.
Well, we have one of your first favourite songs.
Yeah, this is the first song I ever performed to.
Wow. It's called Go For It.
Yeah, I think it's Come On Over.
Come on over, baby. By Christina Aguilera. Has that actually got the pronunciation right?
Yay!
And yes, you're on Drag Time with Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen. Hello, loves! How are you? And I've got Lexi Gaga in the studio with us. It's fabulous to have you, love.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's good. I've actually seen you perform at the Circuit.
I love Circuit.
And at the GH. And at I went to see you at the D&M, but you didn't get there until very, 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 very late.
No.
And yeah, when you get to my age, love, we like to go to bed a bit earlier, especially when we have to get up early for work. Doing a performance at 2 a.m. is not something I'd...
2 a.m., that's early these days.
I know. I think I'm going to throw it out there for all the drag queens and all the producers of the drag shows. Put on an early show for those of the generations who need to get up early to go to work, who would like to see a drag show.
Hmm.
You know, say an 8 o'clock show. I know there's no one out at bat, but there are some older ones and some of those who have to work early who would love to see a show and maybe even have a dinner show like they do at the Greyhound.
That's great.
That's fabulous. Tabitha does a fabulous show there, and you can have your lovely bit of meat and eat it too.
Hmm. Well, if my mum comes from the country, and if she's going to come and see me for a show, she'll always come to the GH because it's nice and early and she can rest her sore feet when she's finished. And
definitely. Yeah. Well, Sunday nights I always get to Circuit straight after church. Yeah, it's like I'm in such a mood, I'm ready.
Dressed up nice and lovely after church as well.
Sunday at Circuit.
Yeah.
But I've got to remember that I've got a very early start. I tell you, being a personal care person now, needing to pay the rent, it gets hard to try and go and see some of the shows now. So I've got to time it right. But we're here talking to Lexi, and we want to look at how the Gaga phenomena. So how did you get your name, Lexi Gaga?
To be honest, it just kind of come about. I was doing a lot of Gaga songs when I first started performing and it just sort of stuck. I didn't really have a last name to begin with. It was just Lexi. I thought that I would be like, you know, Madonna or Cher and just be a one name person, but Gaga just sort of stuck on the end and it stuck.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So do you do any of the outlandish costumes that Gaga does?
I do love a good leotard with a hood. That's one of my favourite costumes.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And anything silver and metallic's always lots of fun
as well. And have you thrown any meat around lately?
No, not yet.
Oh, hang on. That's the boyfriend.
I don't want Peter coming on stage after me. Come on.
He must be all right. He's got a good name.
No, not that Peter, as in like the animal Peter. You know, the people.
Oh, P-E-T-A. You're P-E-T-E.
Well, Pete or Peter.
Peter
if I'm in trouble.
Oh. Well, yes, yeah, lots of meat on stage. Well, that's boylesque, isn't it?
That is, definitely.
So what shows have you had a chance to see, sir? I see you proudly wearing your Laird Hotel.
I am. We don't actually really get any shows at the Laird.
You have the hairy shows.
We do. Shows of a different nature at the Laird. But, I've seen some of the shows at Greyhound on the Fridays with the Boylesque. And,
yes.
And I've also been over to the other shows at Circuit on Sundays. And then we've also got the other shows that sometimes are on Fridays at the Peel.
Yes, they do have occasionally.
They're more Saturdays, so.
Saturdays.
Rita.
And DTs, they have a show now, Saturdays mainly. Yep. And they have a big gathering on the last Saturday of every month for all the seahorses and the transgender crowd.
I love how you call them seahorses.
Well, there is a group called the Seahorses.
Do they actually call themselves that?
Yes, there is
a
group.
I thought I was being derogatory when I called them that.
No. There is a group called the Seahorses.
Oh.
And there is also then you have the transgender crowd. But they do generate to the DTs because it's become a nice little mecca for them.
Yeah.
And they get a nice performance and it's a nice pub atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a brilliant pub atmosphere.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, for the bears, just let you know that three pairs of stockings cover the hairy bits.
Just.
Well, cashmere's in during winter. So now we're looking at the phenomenon, but we're also looking at some of the other things that you have done. You are a hairdresser.
I am.
Yeah. So
yeah, I've got my lovely little salon in Caulfield.
So do you have a gaggle of drag queens all needing saying, look what I've done to this. Can you do anything with it?
Definitely. At least once or twice a week, I get a ball of tangled up synthetic fiber. It's like... Oh, you know, like I was whipping my hair around and half of it fell off. So can you fix it and have it done by like tomorrow?
That'd oh, was that Bert Newton or not? Oh, did I say that? Of course he has some lovely hair pieces he
does.
Uses.
Nice
yes.
Little
I saw him the other day. Yes, he's back and out at hospital. He's back in Melbourne.
Oh, good.
So it was lovely to see him the other day.
Could he move his face?
I think so, yes. He's aging gracefully, yes. Yeah. And Patty, yeah, they're fabulous.
Oh, I love Patty. She's got now she has good hair.
Oh, she does.
Patty Newton yes. always has great
now,
hair.
Yeah, they're theatre royalty to me. Yeah. They're the ones who really give us our impetus to be performers.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I don't know whether you remembered Bobby Lim and Dawn Lake.
Oh, I'm only a baby.
Well, Dawn Lake was my inspiration.
Okay.
Yeah, she used to have the old girly wobbles over the back fence. Yeah, her and Madge, which Madge was the same name that Dame Edna Everidge came up with for her little sidekick.
Okay.
Yeah, but Dawn Lake used to have a great old chat out on the over the back fence. Yeah, and oh, they'd talk about everything under the sun. Are you listening, love? Are you listening, love? Love, I said, are you listening? Now, everyone thought that Magna took that on, but it wasn't. That was Dawn Lake who brought that one, Bobby's wife, way back in the 50s. Not saying that that's how old I am, but... And then I think it was during that same time you had the Mavis Bramston show. Barry Crocker, whoever it was who sings for Neighbours.
Oh.
Who does the Neighbours song. He was Bazza McKenzie. Yes, he did the big Ocker show that went over to England. And... Yeah, you know, we're thinking drag is only early since Priscilla. This was back in the 50s and 60s. So, yes, drag's been around. So Lady Gaga has brought a whole new realm. Do you think Lady Gaga and Madge have a similarity?
I do. I think they're all about, you know, performing and getting out there and helping the gay community, especially Gaga with her little monsters and things like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Lady Gaga has pushed the boundaries of what you can actually do on stage in costume wise. And, yeah, anything goes, really. I think if you hear a Gaga performance or a Gaga showing up to something, everyone wants to know what's she going to wear.
But what I would love to know is, does she take her, is there many, many sort of drag shows that take inspiration from her shows, or is it more so her taking inspiration from the drag shows?
Ooh.
Now, there would be an interesting phenomenon to find out. I wonder if anyone out there knows where she gets her inspiration from. Yeah, you know, like coming out in that great big egg. I haven't seen...
Apparently she lived in that for 24 hours before she came out of it as well.
Oh, my goodness. Was there chocolate inside there at the time?
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully a bottle of bourbon at least.
Or something to go with.
Some deodorant, hopefully.
Oh, love. That's what all those boys are for. You never know what we'll come up with here. But yes, she Gaga has done, for the drag industry, a performance. Yeah, her shows are a performance, like Madge used to do and like Kylie does. I think Madge still does, but she's, you know, toning them down a bit now. But, you know, I remember the Madge, Madonna. For those who don't know who I'm talking about, you know, they've been under a rock for a while. Madge is Madonna. And Madonna was the original performer of drag shows.
Definitely.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. If you see some of the drag shows of the 90s, they were Madonna, Madge, mirror images. And sometimes I used to think, oh no, please don't give me karaoke drag again. And I'm sure most of the young baby queens, I call them, sit and watch Rage and see how many moves she went to the left, how many moves she went to the right, swish, 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 and you wear your outfit this way. Well, to me, yeah, they need to put some interpretation on it.
Definitely.
But before we go any further, we're going to have a listen to some of our a fabulous song that Gaga has become given to the gay community, the BLGTI community. Depends which way you want to swing.
Mm-hmm. Or the GLBTI.
Or LGBTI. And H too, because the H's were born this way too.
There you go.
Born this way by Lady Gaga. And you're on drag time with Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen, and you have Lexi Gaga,
a
special guest. I had to think there for a minute because I was nearly going to say Lady Gaga, and I thought, oh, we'll have queens in here all over the place.
You'd have gay in Melbourne running down here.
Lady just ran out. She just came in to do that number, and then
Good. Yeah, okay, you were listening to a moment ago. Born This Way, for anyone who's never heard that before, it's become one of the gay anthems. But I think it's for every person because we were all born that way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Whatever way you choose. Now, you can contact us on SMS 0427 Joy 949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. As James has just done, Gaga is the one true god. Gaga's theatrical style came from a friend of hers called Lady Starlight. Oh, I remember seeing that name before, whose specialty is cabaret.
She was the person who did the theatrical performance before our last show that I went to.
Okay.
Which, to be honest, I was running around having 30,000 photos of myself taken to watch her performance. But
fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, you got some other information.
I did. Apparently, she gains inspiration from Andy Warhol and David Bowie.
Wow.
I love a bit of Bowie.
Oh, he's lovely too. Mm. Yes. I said nothing. Pete, you're smiling like it's going out of fashion. Ah, you love a bit too, don't you?
Maybe. I won't say, yeah. Okay, I'm staying quiet in the corner over here.
really? Well, thank you to our sponsors too for helping us. And thank you for those who have been listening to us. Don't forget you can become a member of Joy by signing up. Family membership is only $96. Full membership is $72. Concession, $36. Under 18 is only $22. Your memberships keep us on air, keeps a community radio station going. We don't get government funding and we need to keep our community informed of what's going on. So, Lexi, are you a member yet?
Can I be really horrible and say no, I'm not?
Well, we might have to get you signed up.
Smack my hands, get me a membership form before I leave.
Ah, we will.
Lexi, that's okay. I've already sent the word out to get the forms for you. You'll be a member in a moment.
Right. So you're listening tonight on Drag Time. Drag Time goes Gaga. Now, part of the Gaga phenomenon is that, you know, the costuming does a lot, the performance, the shows, they all take a lot of effort. So now, Lexi, for your shows, I've seen a lot of effort put in. Approximately how much time do you put into the package deal of your shows?
Just to get ready, just to even leave the house, if I'm just going for a night out, it takes minimum of 2 hours to get ready. And that's not including, 2 to 3 hours to style a wig, which I do for a lot of other queens in Melbourne as well. And then to plan an outfit, to nick down to Coles and get some Nair and some stockings to find a light lady's size 15 heel to fit my big feet and, trips to Thailand for nice jewellery and everything else that we have.
Definitely.
So,
I know that some drag queens hate me because I can walk into a shop with my nice 6.5 foot.
That's not fair. That's not fair at all.
A lovely pair of court shoes, because at my age, a court shoe is much more fashionable. I tried a few Stellies. I've got a few. I've actually done a Dolly Parton take, and she was wearing a 5-inch heel, and I was doing boot scoot. As Dolly Parton in 5-inch heels, it's like it nearly killed me. But I can do boot scoot boogie. As Dolly Parton.
I just love how that Destiny Forbidden wears those 8-inch heels and comes out and does all those dance routines. No way could I do that. It's crazy.
Mind you, I still have memories of doing one of my fabulous performances. Came out, took my first step and went straight through the stage and had to stay there for the whole number. Do this whole number with 1 foot. It was an interesting performance. But the show must go on.
Always.
So now, have you got any shows that you've done that you think, oh my goodness, why did I do that? Or, oh, I'm so proud of those ones.
Look, I was a part of the carnival team at D&M when we did the Friday night carnival shows there. And I was talking to Nova and Destiny the other day about that. And we were just talking about how much we do miss that and how great that show was. And it was fun to do something a bit quirky and something a bit different with our makeup instead of, you know, your nice soft Sydney tranny face. We got to do is, you know, do a bit of colour and a bit of something dark and a bit something crazy with our wigs. And yeah, that was really, really, really great show to be a part of.
And once you get into something like that, the crowd comes with you.
Definitely. You
know, because they're seeing something different. They're seeing, they're wondering what's coming next.
Mm.
And that's what I like when you were at the circuit, even though you fill in every so often, you're a special guest. I'll say that better.
That's nicer than
that's
fill
nicer
in.
That's nicer than fill in, yes. Yeah. You're a star in your own right. And that was good because when one of them, when Bumper had to go over to England for the with the footy team.
Yeah.
Of course she was, what was it, the water boy for the footy team.
Was the water lady. Was that Chargers? Chargers.
Yes. Now you can come in with this, you know, all those.
I do know all about the Chargers, yes.
All those hunky boys, yes.
Yes.
That's one good thing about going to circuit. They all come and watch the shows and you've got all these ever? Big buff men in the front row. It's lovely.
Yes, there's talent there.
Definitely.
On the stage and off the stage. Well, anyway, you know, when you're putting a show together, you have a variety of things. And I know a lot of people seem to think that, you know, because you're on stage, you are possession. You are, you know, you're theirs.
Mm.
So when you come off the stage and come down and mingle, they feel they can own you. How do you find that?
Look, it's really lovely to have so many. Well, I'm going to say that I've got some fans out there. It's lovely to have fans out there and people that love and appreciate me and everything. But, you know, I'm able to cope with that and take it all in my strides.
And I did hear a rumour that you're one of the few of the drag queens still able to hold on to and hang on to a partner.
I am. I've got a lovely...
Oh, I didn't say that.
I've got a lovely boo at home. He's beautiful and means a lot to me and supports me in what I do and, you know, knows that it's not all fun and games, that it is a lot of work and it's hard to do what I do sometimes and it does get stressful, but when I need to scream and throw a wig across the lounge room, he'll be at the other side to catch it for
me. He's got the cold drink or the hot drink, depending on what time of day it is ready for you. And the meal cooked.
No, he's a good boy. Very good boy.
Does he come to watch you very often?
No, we're waiting until we've got our new show planned. I'm saving him for something special before he sees it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So, sir, you're heading overseas, Pete.
I am.
And River... who used to be a drag queen way back in the 90s or the noughties or the 90s?
In the noughties.
The noughties.
No, the 90s. The
90s, yes.
The naughty 90s.
And he's travelling overseas too.
He is. He's making his way over to Canada first and then he'll be taking off to the UK.
Ah, fabulous.
Mm. So he's going to, you know,
you're going to be a well-travelled...
Yes, he's going to be leaving me all alone in Canada while he goes off to UK.
Have you got your Android app or your phone app all ready to be listening to us?
Oh, of course. I've got the iPhone app.
Oh, good.
But we do have it on Android as well.
Yes, I know, because I have a Galaxy phone and I have the Android.
Mm.
And I take it with me when I go to Queensland. And I was able to go all the way to Cairns and still listen to Joy and send a text message that you can do too on air@joy.org.au or 0427JOY949.
And the app's really cool too because if you put all your details in, it pre-fills it all out for you. So we know exactly who the member number is and everything. So you can enter into competitions without even having to fumble around for your card.
Yes, those membership contests are fabulous. Mm-hmm. See, we're talking Lexi into joining.
Definitely talking into
I've already
joining.
Got the forms here. They're right in front of her.
Oh, fabulous. Good. Because I think everyone who is part of our community helps us by being a member. By joining and keeping Joy alive.
Now, Lexi's brought in an awesome CD here. I'm just looking at the cover. It's very, very colourful. Now, what's this next song we've got here, Lexi?
This is called These Words by Natasha Bedingfield. This one's going out to my little boo at home, who's hopefully tucked up in bed.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Here we go,
just a
guys.
Bit of love.
Missed your favourite Joy program? Never fear, almost all our Joy 949 programs now have podcast. Drag time, I'm wearing L plates. It'll soon be on. So next time you miss your favourite show, head to joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab to find out how you can download or stream your favourite program to take it with you wherever you are. Also, Joy 94.9's A Taste of Radio short course provides basic training in on-air presentation. Now, Pete and I are graduates of The Taste of Radio.
That indeed we are.
It's a fabulous show. Now, you get to learn how to do interviewing, panel operating, media law, digital editing, and more. It is fabulous.
And how to hold that awesome radio voice.
Oh, definitely. The BBC. Classes run regularly throughout the year, one evening a week, 6:30 to 9:30 for 8 weeks. If you'd like to learn more about Joy 94.9's A Taste of Radio short course, head to joy.org.au, click on the Get Involved tab and select Taste of Radio.
Very good.
Ah, I should have read this before I read it, shouldn't I?
Definitely. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
It is fabulous. But you learn to read those things before you do a presentation like that. And you're on Drag Time. Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen, or Max to some. And I've got my special guest, Lexi Gaga. Fabulous to have you here with us, love.
Thank you. It's been so fun.
I tell you, our hour's nearly gone. And I want to thank the boys from Sound Museum, Leno and Jono, who were on the show before us. They have some fabulous music, the new music from around the world. And coming up is Purple Speech with Michael and Colin. And they've got some special guests in.
Oh,
I know. Last week, I thought I was in awe. I was seeing things last week. They had Kylie.
I do love Kylie.
The other Kylie. But she looked so much like her. It was in fact, yeah. And even when you heard her talk, she sounded so much like Kylie. And she's the Kylie who did the performance out at Yarra Glen.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yes, she had a fabulous show out there. But, yeah, they're getting some interesting characters on their show. Mind you, not as interesting as my characters.
No, I'm rather
Drag Time. Lexi Gaga. Okay, what makes up Lexi Gaga's world? Let's take the mask off and find out. Oh. I'm seeing this fabulous person in front of me without the mask on. Yeah, the tiara just sits there nicely.
It does. It sits there quite nicely.
Max, I tried to get that big chair that you ordered in, the big lounge chair.
You mean the throne?
I couldn't get it in.
Oh, well, we tried, you know.
I'm sorry.
Well, they're using it for Moomba this week.
They are.
I know. I relinquished and let them use it again for Moomba.
I wanted to get it in for Lexi, but yeah, I do apologise, Lexi.
That's okay.
We have a royal hot seat for you.
A royal hot seat rolly chair.
They are lovely. So, okay, we've taken the mask off. What's Lexi Gaga? How does Lexi Gaga fill the week in? How does Lexi Gaga survive when she's not a drag queen?
I work a lot. I work in my beautiful salon, Ravage in Caulfield, which I love. I love all the staff that I work with. They're all great, and I've got a great boss. And
what would be your clientele base?
I've got a lot of Jewish ladies who are all great. They love big the hair, just like me.
Ah, lovely.
And a lot of nice school mums, you know, have a wine before they come and get their hair done, have a wine during and a wine after.
It's an experience.
It is. Yes. It's all about the experience of the salon.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And spend time with my partner and, yeah.
So do you get, outside of drag, do you get to go places? Or how many nights a week are you performing?
At the moment, I'm roughly in drag 1 to 2 nights a week, which is, enough for me now compared to when I first started. I remember I would be out in drag 4 or 5 nights minimum a week.
The makeup. Oh,
I,
my goodness.
One So You Think You Can Drag a few years ago, and yeah, that preparation was 5 nights a week minimum. It was crazy.
And, yeah, I remember those days when, you know, there was no other thing but putting makeup on, putting a frock on, going out to, you know, to do a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you think, well, hang on, I need to be able to find a life outside of drag.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid I said that. Yeah. Drag is life.
It is.
Drag is the drug. Drag is the existence for us all. but we also need to pay the bills. We also need to keep the husband or find a husband. And you're not going to find a husband when you're dressed up in drag.
No.
No, and the last thing you want to think about is a husband when you're dressed up in drag.
Definitely.
I don't know. But so you need to find some sort of hobby, some sort of community
activity.
Find
a happy balance between the two, yeah. I think, really helps.
And to enjoy those sort of things. The other side of it is, where do you get your music inspiration from?
I've got a lovely DJ John Argonaut, who's a DJ at Circuit,
Argonaut,
who mixes some great music for me. And also DJ Emilio, who's moved to, he recently moved to Brisbane. He's mixed some music for me in the past.
And lovely.
Yeah, usually my friends are just like, oh my God, have you heard this song? You need to do this song.
Excellent. So now, okay, let's look at Behind the Mask then. You get a piece of music, you listen to it and you think, okay, what can I do with it? How do you set the scene?
Usually I find a colour is usually something to go really well with a song. So if you pick a colour, you can go with outfit, hair, whether you want props, whether it's something that requires a troupe or dancers, whether it's something that you want to do as a solo. But I always find that picking a colour first always helps me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so do the words of the song mean something, or is it the music?
I think it's more the words of a song, because, you know, you need to have expression in drag, and the expression to me is through your eyes and through your fingers.
Very much so. Thank you. Oh, I'm hearing all these fabulous things that we
didn't
even know.
The gorgeous sensation. She taught me them many years ago.
Oh, lovely. So the friends of mine up in Queensland who'll be listening to this.
Hi, Queensland.
Kathy and Stephen and Gary, Dame Liz Taylor, who was my mentor, you know, and the art of drag there was find the words, find the meaning behind the words, and you'll find the drag.
Definitely.
And to me, you know, that is what all drag performances should be, even if it's comedy drag, tragic drag, torch drag, you know. It should have the meaning behind the words, because if not, you're just getting up there filling in time.
Yep. No one wants to say that. Sorry. No,
I can get out the NAR file and just go off.
Well, just a question. You're saying how colours and the song, you listen to the song and that would actually pick out the colours.
Yeah.
And here we go, pop quiz on the fly. So if I said a song like Hey Big Spender by Dorothy Fields.
Diamonds. Silver, money could be green.
Green for money, or red because it's got a bit of passion behind it.
Passion, a bit of...
But I think I... Did Shirley Bassey do that as well? Yes, she did. Well, I sort of think the Shirley Bassey, and if I ever think of her, I think golden red.
I'll give you a picture of this one, because I did this number, but I had another number before it. I came in doing, Sister Sally.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did Sister Sally coming in... Bringing in the sheaves. Hallelujah. Thank you. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Thank you for that donation. Thank you. You want me to do what? For how much? Should I? Oh, for how much? Really? Bringing in the sheaves. Hit it, sister. And suddenly Sister Sally just did this fabulous striptease number or quick change number, and she was in this fabulous silver lame outfit.
I love a reveal.
Yes.
It's my favourite.
Hey, big spender, you can spend anything you like on me. But but that was how I interpreted that song.
Mm.
I set the scene with something simple and made a bit of comedy in it.
Yeah.
And that's how I love doing my performances, like that. But others will see just a big, big cabaret number straight off. Have you ever done, a big chorus line number at all?
No, haven't done anything massive with drag yet. I hope to one day. It'd be great to do something.
I'd love to see drag a lineup of drag queens not killing each other, not stabbing each other, and not stilettoing each other. Yeah, we're not like that. We are all loving.
The final show at the market. So many drag queens on stage. So many of them wanted to kill each other, but really they didn't. They did a great job.
I think we're in awe of each other, you know, in our own way, and we are protective of our own personalities.
Definitely.
As well. And I think sometimes, you know, we do throw off at ourselves and mm-hmm. we do throw off at each other. And yes, we can have a good old bitch about each other, mm-hmm. but that's part of who we are. But we do appreciate the work that goes into each performance.
Definitely.
And I think the appreciation of that performance, we know what went into a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know when there's a good performance that has done some research and rehearsal and taken a bit of time, and you know the ones that it's like, oh, crumbs, do I have to perform tonight? All right. Here, throw this one on. I know it by heart. I don't have to worry about it. And it shows, doesn't it?
Definitely.
The oldies but the goldies.
Definitely. Now we have another number coming up. After we have some community service announcements, because we are a community radio. Don't forget, if you want to be a member, you can join up at any time. Family membership, $96. Full membership, $72. Concession, $36. Under 18s, $22.
That's you, isn't it, Maxie?
Oh, me, of course, yes. When was I under 22? People? Oh. And yes, you're on Drag Time, on the edge of glory with Lady Gaga. And I'd like to thank Lexi Gaga for coming in to Drag Time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.